Now to the story of the weekend, and Prince Harry has met well wishers outside the walls of Windsor Castle on the eve of his marriage to American actor Meghan Markle. The build-up to the celebration has been dominated by doubts over who would walk Meghan Markle down the aisle. And overnight, of course, it was revealed that Prince Charles will take on that role. Our Europe correspondent James Glenday is covering the festivities from Windsor for Saturday AM. He says the atmosphere is intensifying around the castle.
There is really quite an air of excitement around Windsor, and I'm always slightly sceptical about people who say that. But right now, it is really the case. The biggest royal fans have been here for days, scouting out the best viewpoints, and now many more ordinary Britons and Australians and a lot of Americans, and indeed people from all over the world, are arriving in the night to get ready for the big day, bringing blankets and picnics and flags. It's expected some 100,000 people are going to turn up in total, with probably the vast majority coming on trains in a few hours' time. And police are saying that they expect the town of Windsor to be close to capacity or even full by about 9 a.m. local time.
Now, I understand that Prince Harry was joined by his brother William, greeting some of those fans at the castle. Was that expected?
It wasn't, and we were actually caught up in that. We were very, very close to where they came out, right next to the castle gate. And the so-called super fans who have got those best spots were really delighted. There were a lot of cheers and whistles. Prince Harry told well-wishers that he was ready and relaxed about the wedding. He even accepted a teddy bear as a gift and spent roughly 10 minutes chatting and shaking hands alongside his best man and brother, Prince William. Meanwhile, his bride-to-be, Meghan Markle, and her mum had tea with the Queen for the first time, and she said that she was feeling wonderful as she went into her luxury hotel where she's staying the night, not too far away from Windsor. And it has been a fairly, by the royal family standards, at least a fairly unpredictable week for them, and in particular for Ms. Markle.
Yes, indeed, because there was this on-again, off-again situation with her father and whether or not he would walk her down the aisle and whether or not he would attend. But, of course, that's all been resolved now. We know what's going to happen.
We do. We know that Prince Charles is now going to take on the role. Ever since it became obvious that Meghan's father, Thomas Markle, was not coming to Britain after being caught up in that controversy surrounding paparazzi photos and then having health concerns, with reports suggesting he's had to undergo or has undergone a heart operation, Prince Charles has certainly been at one of the top contenders. So was Meghan's mother, Doria Ragland. But in a statement released overnight, Kensington Palace said that the Prince of Wales was pleased to be able to welcome Ms. Markle to the family in this way. And it's also worth noting that she will not be chaperoned the whole way down the aisle. The first part she's going to do alone, which is being interpreted as somewhat of a statement about her level of independence. And in other wedding news, it's also been confirmed that Prince Harry's grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh, will be attending the wedding. The 96-year-old husband of the Queen has been recovering from a hip operation.
Now, James, I can't help but notice watching you on TV, you seem to have a little spring in your step. Are you excited?
I didn't think I would be excited at all, but it is a little bit catching. There are a very large number of very, very excited people. And when you see people who have travelled from all over the world with tears in their eyes when they see Prince Harry and Prince William walking past, it is hard not to be a little bit moved by that.
I didn't think
it was a huge, wonderful moment, but many, many other people tomorrow will see it as a very memorable day in their lives.
Good on you, James. Thank you. That's our Europe correspondent, James Glenday, joining us from Windsor Castle.